The last but one growth blueprint we're going to put into place now for your business, and this is what surprises most people, is the top 10 marketing channels for you. So all of the work we've done up to this point is the groundwork, laying the foundations for producing adverts that do produce leads for your business very easily. Now, you can leap to do this stuff earlier on, but you really need a guide to help you do that, because if you rush past the other stuff, anything you do here will be far less effective and you'll have to use more ninja skills in order to eke the best out of it. So the top 10 marketing channels, the simplest advice I can give you is to choose the most obvious ones first. And the most obvious ones are those that aren't particularly harebrained or pushed and sold to you. Very few people get calls from Google trying to get them to use AdWords, or calls from direct mail agencies asking them to do some direct mail campaigns. Direct mail and Google AdWords and SEO are all things that are incredibly effective as lead generators. In fact, so effective that very few people market those services directly to people who aren't already using them. So they're really obvious ones. And in fact, what I would say is don't do the harebrained stuff unless you've got spare cash. And by harebrained stuff, I mean things like sponsoring the local rugby or football club. Unless you get goodwill and you know that you're going to pick up clients and customers from those games and those places, then those things are, you know, pretty harebrained. They're a big risk because they're quite often, you know, decent sums of money. And the results are very indeterminate. By the same token, avoid putting adverts into diaries and calendars and that kind of thing. You get phone calls all the time from local chambers and other businesses selling space in the fire service diary or whatever else. These are a waste of time. And you just think to yourself, when was the last time you looked at an advert in your local chamber Chamber of Commerce diary, or on a calendar that came free through the post? You just don't call those adverts. These people are just trying to run their own businesses by selling advertising. They're not trying to produce leads for you, and that's an important distinction. The second thing to be very careful of is how much time you choose to put into social media. While social media can produce leads, I've yet to see a really effective social media campaign that produces results that scale well compared with techniques like using the internet for more direct response marketing, like search engine optimization or AdWords. I've got several friends who spend many hours every week on Twitter. In fact, one or two friends who spend hours a day on Twitter, and Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and so on. And I don't see their businesses growing at the rate that many of my clients' businesses grow. And my clients aren't generally using social media really at all, apart from a social perspective. Now, the one thing that I would say that perhaps to be cautious of there, though, is that sometimes if you are developing a referral network and your referrers use Twitter and like to do the social thing, then by engaging with them, you're much more likely to encourage referrals and maintain your referral stream. So if it's an important way of communicating with existing people who introduce business to you, don't stop doing it just because of that I've said. You have to apply a bit of intelligence and nous to all of this, because marketing takes work, it takes effort, it takes a lot of thinking about. My own personal favourites, if you'd like to know those — I should say this in hushed tones — but my own personal favourites that many of my clients use all of these would be some kind of online strategy. And from that, I would say, generally speaking, we'd start with a lead generation website, we'd do AdWords, and then we'd move into SEO, and then we may go into some other areas too. But that would be my first of my personal favourites, is the online space. My second favourite area is direct mail, and there are lots of different ways to use direct mail. The campaign I spoke about earlier has been incredibly effective to break into some very, very large businesses, and some of these guys receiving two or three phone calls a day from my clients' competitors, and they're not accepting any of the calls apart from my client. And then thirdly, one of my favourite strategies is referrals. For some businesses, referrals can be incredibly powerful as a lead source. But, you know, when I call them favourites, that doesn't mean they're the right things for every business. You've got to choose very carefully the marketing channels that suit your business and also your personality or your sales or marketing people's personality. There's no point putting an antisocial person onto Twitter and Facebook because they'll just hate it and they won't get much of a response from it. Likewise, if you're not really very good at copywriting, then direct mail could be a bit tricky for you unless you choose to find a really good copywriter, or perhaps to work with me. I write a lot of copy with my clients as well.